5266.
Yes, call now or go on to, I'm going to rewind this, KBOO.FM, clicking on donate. However, if you were to bring donuts to the station,
yes,
we would eat them.
Yes.
We would eat them. Definitely, please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Become a part of your local community radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Sam Amadon, Sunday, September 24th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. Sam Amadon is a singer and multi-instrumentalist who is known for his adventurous folk pop style. His latest album is a collection of self-penned songs that bring his folk style together with jazz improv. Again, that's Sam Amadon, Sunday, September 24th at 8 p.m. at Mississippi Studios, 3939 North Mississippi in Portland. More information can be found at KBOO.FM on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Cafe 11, located at 435 Northeast Rosa Parks Way, a family-friendly coffee shop in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Northeast Portland. Dinner was provided by Dean Nicola's, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
The time is 6 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Please support the station during our fall membership drive. Give us a call at 877-500-5266 or by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. Coming up next is an interview with Helen Daring from Piers.
You are listening to KBOO. This program is made possible by KBOO members and support from the Oregon Symphony presenting a special concert. Angelique Kidjo with the Oregon Symphony. More info and tickets for this event with Angelique Kidjo at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on Tuesday, September 26th. Available now at orsymphony.org.
Oh, did you guys see this?
Yep.
Welcome. This is Elle Zelsmer-Schott. Thank you for joining us on this special fall membership drive segment. I am sitting with really special guests, Portland Entheogenic Research and Exploration Society. They started as a small, wonderful meetup group. They meet once a month in Vancouver. Helen Daring, you've been on before. Tom and Esteban, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So there's so much going on. We've had OPS on, the Oregon Psilocybin Society. I believe it was last week, talking about their 2020 initiative, their hopeful 2020 initiative to legalize psilocybin. We'll eventually get to that, but let's back it up to news. Everybody's been asking since we've had you and OPS on about the research behind psychedelic medicine, you know, the culture of that. Can you share some international news or science news? Should we start there?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we just had our 920 event, which is like the 420 of mushrooms. There's been research from Johns Hopkins, New York University, UCLA on psilocybin for life-threatening illness and coping with anxiety around that, depression, anxiety, cluster headaches, PTSD. Very positive results. The FDA has green-lighted, or it's actually sped up its looking into MDMA for PTSD-assisted therapy, which means it's not legal, but it's sort of now fast-tracking it because the MDMA is outperforming every other therapy that's ever been introduced in terms of helping people with MDMA.
Yeah. If I can just piggyback off that, the FDA actually called MDMA, and I quote from their paper, a breakthrough therapy for PTSD.
Does that seem kind of backhanded considering how much research has been done, like back through the 60s a little bit? Maybe backhanded is a strong word, but I think there's a renaissance happening.
Right.
But I think those who have gone before, for lack of a better term, have dedicated a lot of experimental time just to recording its interaction with vets, PTSD, survivors and thrivers at all. Though that's really, really great. How is this going to change policy reform, do you think?
Well, we are part of answering that question and figuring it out as we go along. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball, but I think for us as peers and a lot of groups like us around the world, we are really working to destigmatize and legitimize these medicines. You know, in the 50s, and Tom has a bunch of books like written by scientists who were studying LSD and all these things back in the 50s.
Yes.
And it didn't have the stigma that it has now. It was just like, hey, there's this thing, it's helping people with alcoholism and depression and all these great things. Let's study it and check it out. And unfortunately, policies around then and the cultural shifts, the U.S. really went out of its way to demonize these medicines. Mm-hmm. So we are working to lift that, get back to the science, get back to helping people, get back to the medicinal properties, and hopefully that should affect policy as we go along.
I hope so, too.
It's public perception is like 90% of the game.
That's true. What created the demonizing, you know, from the 50s and the attitudes towards it in the 50s and 60s? Was it the war on drug structure? What was it?
It began with irresponsible use. And I think that that's what a lot of the modern psychedelic groups today are very much aware of. And that's why we all very much promote responsible use. As Helen mentioned, I mean, these medicines were studied all over both America, Canada, many places, Western Europe as well, Eastern Europe, and there was no stigma attached to them whatsoever until people started using them irresponsibly, and then that's when the hammer came down. So as a psychedelic community, it is up to every single one of us to not do that, to not behave in irresponsible ways with these medicines, because they are medicines and they need to be treated as such.
There's always that one person at the party, you know, that just won't listen and ruins it for everybody.
That's right. Yeah.
I think that family is another part of it. maybe like making this a dinner time conversation, like a normal dinner time conversation with your parents or something, is something I've tried to do time and time again. And you get judged sometimes, or, you know, like, oh, there's the black sheep of the family or something. But in general, if you act accordingly and responsibly and can function in your life and be an inspiration, then that's making a change right there at the dinner table.
Yeah, we're one of the few societies, like in times and places, where it's kids are like more scared to talk about these things with their parents, and it's like that in and of itself is dangerous. Kids should not be terrified to have these conversations with their folks, you know?
If there was ever an overarching theme today out of all the topics that I've gotten to be either a part of or involved in, it definitely seems to be don't be afraid to have those difficult conversations. And this is, we're going to have to take a quick break and go back to some other special guests of ours in Membership Drive Central. Becky?
Yes, we are listening to KBOO and some fine public affairs programming. My name's Denise. I am board opping tonight. And it is an exciting time to be doing this. It's been a long time since I've been here.
Oh, well, welcome back.
Thank you, Becky.
So we're here today to dig deep on the discussion of normalization of psychedelics, the use of these healing medicines. And we can do that because of your important membership support. Your contributions provide the resources for us to dig deep, have these conversations every single day. So join me and the thousands of other people who support KBOO every day. Go to kboo.fm or call us at 877-500-5266. Our generous friends at the Portland Ethnogenic Exploration and Research Society have provided us two amazing t-shirts. You pick your size at $10 a month. So if you give us a call, 877-500-5266, you can wear your pride, your exploration of chemicals. Yes.
Indeed, Becky. And you know, this is News and Public Affairs Day. Am I correct?
You are correct. There's so much more going on.
I know. It is always a very popular, fun, amazing day of information that you don't hear anywhere else on the radio dial. I know back in the day when I started as a volunteer, it was a great day to be involved at the station volunteering, to hear all these great stories and these news stories and interviews. And here we are many years later, still doing this great programming. And the only way we can do that is if we have folks come in and become members by giving us a call at 877-500-5266.
You can give easily and quickly online to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. We also have a very generous group of sponsors who are matching every single new and increased donation that comes in today. So if you are yet a KBOO member, you know, in mind and heart and spirit, now is the time to make it official. Call 877-500-5266 and get on the ground level of an amazing body of work that we have created, you have created over the past 50 years. Also, we have a drawing. You are going to be entered once you call us at 877-500-5266 for a set of 10 pairs of tickets for the Portland Eco Film Festival here in Portland at the Hollywood Theater. So we're offering a new prize every day. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win. But become a member, be a part of this beautiful experiment.
Thank you, Becky. You are absolutely right. Become a member today of KBOO Community Radio. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. Become a member today. Support your local community radio. Now, back to Zelos.
Thank you so much, Becky and Denise. You guys are great. So here we are back in the studio. We were talking about having the hard talks or having difficulty having the hard talks, and mentioning how that just seems to be the theme for everybody today, no matter what the subject is, no matter what the hard subject is. How do you have these hard talks with people? Because it's not always necessarily safe to do that. We were talking about how Oregon is a special place. Mm-hmm. We say that a lot, but definitely in terms of having these conversations and in the initiatives that are being pushed right now. Well, where is it not chill to have conversations right now?
Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey, and over there it was a lot more difficult to have these types of conversations with my family, with maybe people that I looked up to and so on. And I was really involved with the church when I was younger. And when I started doing meditation through psilocybin, the effects it had and the changes that occurred in my perception were huge. And it was really important to me. And so it was kind of difficult not to have those conversations. And I started talking about it more. But I noticed the difference in Portland to over there on the East Coast, where it's not as open to those types of things. It's much more illegal. I mean, I remember buying weed behind a 7-Eleven, basically from like Jay and Silent Bob, and just in that type of scenario. Whereas here, you can just walk into a convenience store and buy, or a dispensary and buy it. And I think that those differences are a huge factor, and the fact that even cannabis is illegal throughout most of the country, those states especially, there's that stigma, and it's heavy.
Mm. Where are some other places where it's not necessarily chill, like outside of the U.S.?
Right. Well, Tom and I went to MAPS, which is the it's a association that's putting forward the MDMA-assisted therapy studies and promoting psychedelic science worldwide. So we had the opportunity to meet psychedelic society organizers from around the world, and we had a forum together, and they were really great about reminding us Americans, because we were talking about this very subject, how open do we want to be? And some people, especially like really young people in college, we need to be totally open, we need to be really out with it, and other people are like, hey, you don't understand what it's like for some of us. We could spend the rest of our lives in prison for being out for it. You guys have it really good in the U.S. as bad as it is. It's way worse in other countries. And we have to be sensitive to that. So a lot of people are in the closet with this, which is kind of bizarre because it's such a beautiful spiritual medicinal awakening for so many of us. That's what brings us all together, is we've all had these beautiful awakenings and healings, and yet we have to be totally private about it and respectful of other people, not outing people, that kind of thing.
And making sure it also comes from a form of inspiration and understanding instead of rebellion.
Exactly.
We don't want to come off of rebellion.
Yeah, we need to. The country needs a lot of work right now, so it's not time to drop out of it. It's time to drop in and do your part.
Mm. I wanted to talk about Paul Corbett, which Esteban, I know you're attempting to help this person. Do you want to tell our audience about his story?
So Paul is a friend of mine, or a friend of ours, who basically got caught in Cape Disappointment, Washington, picking psilocybin mushrooms, azorescence specifically. And he's, he lived in the Alaskan bush for 20 to 30 years on his own, living under fly tents. And the stories he has and the knowledge he has of foraging, he's lived off the land most of his life. And now he has a partner who is completely dependent upon him. I mean, she can't drive the vehicle that well. She could barely walk. And he got caught by a park ranger who just happened to jump out of the bushes and catch him, this elderly man. And he was caught picking azorescence. So they want to now give him 5 years. He refuses to take a plea. And the reason is because he feels like if he takes a plea, then change will never occur. So he takes the stand of believing that this is his right, nature is his right, and you just don't tell people what to do with their spirit. He has every right to have these experiences. He's not harming anybody, and he's taking care of another person, and he's appreciating nature. And I think that everybody should have that right. That natural right it's a God-given gift. Mm-hmm. Especially psilocybin, it's so important. Nature provides everything for a purpose. It's a conscious living being, and I just believe that through my own experiences. I mean, I don't know if that's 100% true. I'm not going to go preach to the world right now. I mean, I'm on the radio waves. I'm talking about mushroom waves. So Paul needs a lot of help. Symposia did an article on him. Mm-hmm. We attached a GoFundMe. But really, more than anything, he needs help from an attorney. I mean, he needs that more than money or anything. He needs to get that point across, that this is a spiritual quest, this is nature, and that everybody has the right to nature.
So yeah. What's going to happen with Joyce? I mean, that's such an, I mean, I'm sure they talked about it. I'm sure they spoke about it, but that's really incredible because your judicial system isn't necessarily democratic, depending on, you know, I mean, yeah. There's, and so to not take a plea would mean that he's reliant on what the prosecution would want. So well, that's huge.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you know what? This is such a personable type of thing where it touches so many people because it could happen to anybody.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if you got kids or what, they'll take you and put you away. It's, there's no consideration to any of that. And you know, so it could happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that just in general, he's gotten a lot of traction because of that, because of the personability of this situation. I mean, just the article alone got like 40,000 reads in like a week. I mean, so people do see this and do want to help and do want to get involved, I think, or are interested in.
Where can people read that article?
On symposia.com.
It's symposia.org, I think, isn't it?
No, I think it's .com.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. But just type in symposia on Google. And it's with a P.
I'm Googling it now.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I was just talking to a friend today. His brother got busted picking mushrooms in Washington, and he can't get a job. He can't work anywhere because he has a felony on his record. Mm. So it's just crazy. It's lunacy.
I guess circling back to Paul and Joyce, is there a way that the community can support them? I didn't want to move away from the subject about putting that out there. I mean, that's a big deal if Paul ends up, you know, going to serve his 5-year sentence and Joyce is left
right
kind of defenseless. Is there, I don't know, a community project to help them prepare for the stand that they're taking?
Really, right now, the thing we need most so that that doesn't happen, although there will be contingency plans if it does, but if anyone out there that does, you know of a good lawyer that wants to argue for the position that Paul did nothing wrong and that, you know, this is a natural right instead of something that, you know, like he's just some drug addict out there, you know, trying to score. And that is really the most important thing is someone that's, you know, a lawyer.
Defense.
Yeah, a legal defense, but not just one that's going to tell him to take the plea because that's what the problem has been. We need somebody, we need an intelligent lawyer that, you know, will use that intelligence along with just the goodwill of what this case is really about.
Ah, that's deep. Well,
but we do have he does have a GoFundMe, and
he has a GoFundMe on the Symposia article that's attached to the Symposia article, as well as if there's anybody, I mean, Paul is an open guy. The guy literally, him and his partner Joyce, they are living in a camper in the woods, you know, so they are still live on the land, you know, and they're very open to, very receptive to any type of help from people or anything, you know. I mean, you could basically just, you know, probably Facebook him. I mean,
we'll post that on peers.space. We'll put that GoFundMe on there as soon as we're done with this.
Great. So. We've got about a minute before the next break. Circling back to the initiative, which is, as I understand it, strictly psilocybin. Are there other initiatives that involve the larger gamut of psychedelics?
Not in Oregon that I'm aware of. There's Toronto is working on something for Canada with psilocybin, and Oregon's doing this with psilocybin for therapeutic use, you know, regulated therapeutic use. I'm not aware of anything. Possibly something in California. Yeah, we're not sure the details of that because we're sticking with our people here.
Okay, right. Well, as far as the other psychedelics being worked with, it seems MDMA, the most hope is found in MDMA and psilocybin. So that's where like all of the heavy researchers have kind of, you know, clung onto those two.
I would imagine we'll see initiatives after the MDMA studies are complete and they've got the evidence.
Oh, yeah,
we'll probably see something. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll have to come back to this for sure. Yeah. And we're going to go back to our amazing Denise and our amazing Becky.
Oh, yeah.
In membership Drive Central.
Oh, golly. Thanks. Hey, you know KBOO sounds different, dear listener. And KBOO is really real, made by real people and made by you. You can do this work with you. We can do this work with your support. So join me, all the psychocurious like explorers out there, and support KBOO by calling 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate.
Indeed, Becky, you know, we all have to come together. We have to band together. You know, all those other media outlets really, you know, normalize exclusion,
right,
and group thinking. So we encourage communication and sharing of unheard perspectives.
Exploration.
You know, KBOO's time is right now. It was right now 30 years ago, and it's going to be right now 30 years from now, if you can imagine that.
Funny how communication is always a thing we need, right?
Indeed. And how that works
out? I know.
And so we're asking you to become a member today by giving us a call at 1-877-500-5266. Or if you're streaming us online, you can do it right there on the website. It's kboo.fm. /give.
And we have a lot of cool stuff for you if you become a member right now. If you've never been a KBOO member before, if you're looking to increase your support of KBOO, we have a generous set of donors who are looking to match every dollar that you give to us right now. In fact, our goal for this hour right now is $365. So that could be you, dear listener, calling in with a dollar a day of support, and every dollar of that being matched, particularly if you're new or increasing.
And it's magic money. You know, there are so many ways you could spend a dollar a day, right?
Yeah.
But only one way keeps you informed, connected, entertained, with great news, talk,
music,
culture around the clock. And the only way we can do that is with your support. Give us a call at 1-877-500-5266. Become a member today.
Exactly. And if you become a member now, you will be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is from the Northwest Premier Environmental Film Festival, the Portland Eco Film Festival. And you will win 10, not 9, not 8, 10 pairs of tickets to this amazing festival held at the Hollywood Theater. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive, so call 877-500-5266 now and be entered for a chance to win. You can also go to kboo.fm for rules and regulations, but also to click that button. Click the button and become a member right now and join your friends. Your friends Liam, who are renewing from Battleground, Washington.
Yay!
And Anita renewing from Vancouver.
Woo!
So are you going to be the hero of this hour? Call 877-500-5266 with your pledge of a dollar a day of support, $365. We also have a cool gift from our friends on the air right now. You should see this t-shirt's real cool. You can get one. We only have two. So call 877-500-5266 right now and pledge your support to alternative radio, radio that through generations has really provided an alternative viewpoint, different perspectives, and a grasp on community in a way that you don't get on other radio.
So raise your hand, stand up,
yeah,
and count yourself in. I think we can come up with a cheer.
Yeah, I think right? So. Yeah, we're doing it right now, like both of us with arms up.
That's right. Our hands are up, and you can make a difference today. The power to make a difference, more important. It seems to get more important day by day, year by year. And with a community station like KBOO, your voice is heard by being a member, because you're saying to the world you support free speech, you support the sharing of ideas. And why don't you use your voice right now and give us a call on the telephone? We got some folks standing by to take that call.
Yeah, they're charming and cool, and they're sitting just waiting for you. That's at 877-500-5266. But I get it if you're not, you know, down for that particular thing. Online, kboo.fm is a place that is perfectly amazing and awesome. That's a word, awesome.
Awesome, yes. Is totally a word,
yeah,
okay? And KBOO is totally awesome. Becky, you're totally awesome. Everyone here is totally awesome, and you, the listener, are totally awesome. You know, the program you're listening to today and all the programs that you're listening to are on the air because thousands, that's power, thousands of people started their membership throughout last year's drive, and that totally adds up.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And radio that's independent, that is unfettered by sponsorship, that doesn't have to, you know, answer to a small group of people making like these decisions. You make these decisions. You are the membership creating the radio that matters. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And we have amazing t-shirts. You can be entered for a prize. Your dollars will be matched. We're doing it all for you. 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
And it's all about magic money. Doubles up. Give us a call at 1-877-500-5266. And now we're going to go back to programming.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Becky and Denise. You guys are stellar, sparkly, dedicated, just wonderful. I live for you. We're back in the studio with peers. I wanted to ask, what are some things going on? We've talked a little bit about it already. So locally and nationally with psilocybin, MDMA, or the studies. I know some people might be aware of the Johns Hopkins study. Mm-hmm. I think there was a New York University study. Mm-hmm. Can we go into some of those? I think of all the things that I get asked since having you on, people really want to hear more about studies and research and what those even were like or are like.
Well, I mean, Johns Hopkins and NYU and the MDMA studies, those are really big and they're getting a lot of press. But like Tom especially, and I've gone to, there's psychedelic conferences happening all the time, all over the world. And they are populated by speakers from universities all over the world studying ayahuasca, ibogaine, mushrooms, MDMA, LSD. There's a James Fadiman study that's starting now on using LSD for microdosing. So you don't even get a psychoactive effect. But we had at our 920 event this last Wednesday, a guy talk about the remarkable improvement he's had, and it's how it's rewiring his brain to be more energetic, more better focus, better concentration from taking very small amounts of LSD every day, which is called microdosing. And you can do that with any psychedelic because it activates the whole brain and you can kind of basically rewire your brain to be healthier and more energetic and overcome addiction.
For those listeners interested more in the studies, I would direct them to, I believe it's nyucanceranxiety.org or .com. I apologize, just try them both. They have a lot of really good information about what they're doing there. There's also a video by a lady named Esselin, I believe, who had something like lymph node or something. I'm not a physician, so I don't know all the terminology, but it was some, you know, it was terminal, and she participated in this study to help reduce the anxiety of death. And I think that everybody should watch this, especially anybody that's against, you know, the miracle that these mushroom medicines are. There's also, well, you mentioned the ibogaine. There's a conference in Vienna this year. It's the European Ibogaine Forum is taking place in Vienna, Austria. There's Martin Ball's Exploring Psychedelics Conference every May in Ashland, Oregon. There's Ben Sessa has the Breaking Convention Conference over at the University of Greenwich. I was fortunate enough to get to speak there a few months ago, and it's absolutely just amazing. The amount of just fire and activity and passion that's going on in these places. It's like at any moment you could just like watch this beautiful idea ignite, and people are constantly sharing their ideas and talking. And one of the things, if I could just say on a cultural level, that I love about these conferences, my friend Selena, who runs the Spirit Plant Medicine Conference up in Vancouver, to name another one, pointed this out to me. When you go to these conferences, nobody is on their cell phone. Everybody is talking and sharing and like just connecting and communicating, and it's just really beautiful. Nothing against cell phones, but it's really wonderful to see that. And just on even that microcosmic level, these medicines are having that kind of shift.
That's right, right. Yeah. And these are academics all over the world studying this, I don't know, hundreds, possibly thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Pumping out papers, pumping out research.
The Horizons.
Pump it out.
the Horizons Conference is going on in New York City the first week of October. There's going to be a lot of people involved with NYU and Johns Hopkins there. A good movie to watch is A New Understanding by Robert Barnhart, who's a director of MAPS. he produced a movie on the John Hopkins psilocybin study and cancer research and so on. And the movie's awesome. It's a great film.
It's really touching.
Yeah. You can buy it online somewhere. I don't know. Just look it up.
Pierce has movie nights, and we show movies like this. So people need to join Meetup, join our group, and so they can be alerted when we show one.
Yeah, or Facebook.
And Facebook.
What was the name of the movie again you were just saying?
A New Understanding.
A New Understanding. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. I wanted to circle back to the 920 event.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm slow. And it occurred to me, I'm like, oh, I think that was supposed to be a turn of the 420 thing.
Yes.
Why 920?
The 920 Coalition, okay. I don't even know what's happened to them, but they're based here, but they started it. It caught on. It's being used all over the world. Okay. So we had our event on 920. We sold almost 200 tickets online, thought we might get a dozen more people at the door. We got about 250 more people to
really?
Watch the simulcast downstairs all wanted to show up and see and hear what was going on. So we have a huge event planned for next year since we realize now like there's a lot of interest in this. It's going to be probably like a 3-day event, and we've got Paul Stamets interested, who's a big mycology expert, very well liked. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. And it was at the Analog, correct?
It was at the Analog Cafe. Oh, they are so supportive. Yeah. They have been 1,000,000% behind us and behind this whole movement and this vision. And so we'll definitely be having more events there too.
Just absolutely.
Picturing 200 people winding around
a block.
Block of that section of Hawthorne.
Oh my God. Yeah. It freaked us out for a little while, and we had some technical difficulties. But we overcame them, and then it was good.
It has magic in the mushrooms.
Yeah.
So at this point, do you have like an entourage that you are traveling with when you have these events, and there's like hundreds of people showing up? Like,
I don't know if we have an entourage.
I don't
but
know what that would even look like.
Yeah, my dog.
Vinny.
What's interesting is there are so many new faces like at every new event. So you do have some regular people, but I've been more surprised that it's not just regular people. Like, there's a lot of people that come to the larger events, like the 920 event. You know, there were regular peers, meetup people there, and there was also a whole lot of people.
And all ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of, like, doctors and lawyers and engineers, and, you know, they all came to hear the ballot initiative talk about legalizing therapeutic psilocybin use in Oregon. So, wide range, yeah.
Because it's so possible. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's in our hands.
Right.
So only we can mess it up, which is, it might be daunting for some people, but I take a lot of comfort in that.
That goes back to the whole misusing the medicine. What are some ways people misuse it?
By ignoring substance
set and set. I know I just gave you a loaded question there.
No, it's there's a really general answer really is to pay attention to substance set and setting. Substance being, you know what you're putting in your body and don't take too much. Set is your mental state. So if you just got fired and your spouse left you, taking 3 hits of acid is probably not a good idea. You're not in a good headspace. And setting is your outside environment, you know, being a place where you feel comfortable. Some people like to take acid and go to like rock concerts, and they are perfectly fine with that. I cannot do that. I am a little kitty cat. And when I'm doing any kind of deep journeying, it's not for me. They're not used recreationally. They're used far more for intuition, magic, spirituality, and personal growth. And therapy, because we don't have health insurance in this country for some reason. So I have to eat some mushrooms and talk to trees, and I found that that's
probably
working.
Probably more affordable. I mean, I don't really know.
It is. But you do get a lot of bark back.
Also, the whole
I'll go sit in the corner. Sorry.
I was like, I'm not saying anything off of that one.
When we destigmatize and when we legitimize the use of these medicines for therapeutic and spiritual reasons, I think we can kind of help with, there's this whole mentality around partying, and that's young people, and that's okay, and I get it. But when we kind of like change the message around these medicines, I think we can see some more respect happening and a little more judicious use and people paying more attention to set and setting and these kinds of things. When it's illegal and it's considered bad, you know, it's like anything goes. It's an outlaw thing. So
exactly. You're in pirate waters.
Exactly.
The approach is equally important to the substance. I used to party all the time and take mushrooms, go to parties, laugh, you know, have a good time. And most of the time it was a good time, you know. But then when I learned practicing focus and meditation and so on with these things, and then different areas and energetic hotspots, everything changed. It completely changed everything on the path of my life. It altered so many things, hitting different conscious states, having that focus, that the feeling that occurs. It can't be described. I wouldn't do it justice by saying it on the air of how I felt, because it's just a feeling that's something you need to experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No words.
It's an occult knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to break and go back to Membership Drive Central with Denise and Becky, the fantastic. How's it going in there?
Oh, it's great. And we are $365 away from our goal. Listener support is what keeps us going and what allows us to try new things, to air exploratory efforts into the world of psychedelics like this wonderful program. Please join us as a member with your financial support by calling 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm. You can click on donate. Join Denise and I and the thousands of other folks, neighbors, friends, family members in supporting a truly revolutionary approach to radio. That's KBOO.
Indeed it is, Becky. It is so wonderful to be here with you, Zelos, our guests, everyone in the membership room.
They're over here. Say
hi. I want to hear a whoop whoop. Whoop whoop.
Oh, Denise says a whoop whoop. You'll have... Okay,
that There's was a whoop. I'll take that. You know, you want to feel aware. You want to be prepared to face, you know, this world is not going to slow down. It is constantly changing. And KBOO's public affairs and talk programs really emphasize what is controversial, things that no one else wants to talk about but need to talk about, neglected perspectives on important local, national, and international issues. We're asking you to get behind that as a member by giving us a call at 1-877-500-5266.
That's right. And generous donors want to inspire you to support this important radio institution. They will match each dollar of your membership if you call now, 877-500-5266. If you're a new member, if you are renewing, please give us a call. We're looking for your support in a way that allows us to continue bringing groundbreaking programming like we have for the past 50 years. 50 years, Denise.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And on top of that, we have another incentive for you. If you call now, and you will be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is the Northwest's premier environmental film festival, and you will win a total of 10 pairs of tickets for the Portland Eco Film Festival. That's only if you call right now, 877-500-5266. Become a member this
Indeed,
moment.
Becky. Thank you so much. We're going to go back to programming in just a second, but just to remind you, we have a goal. We do this radio for you. We do this radio with you. Give us a call at 1-877-500-5266. And now we're going to get back to programming.
Thank you, Becky and Denise. And we're back. So I wanted to shift it down sort of a couple notches, and talk about cacti. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of selfish, I'll be honest, just because I go and I pick up my saffron and my vanilla and my herbs for, you know, other things. And they will have the stack of cacti in there in my herb store. And I never really pointedly asked. I kind of did one time. But one of the questions we get is cacti involved in this? What's that? To which I thought I'd take this opportunity to say, what's up with that?
Right.
Does that play into a lot of what we're talking about today? Or is that a separate substance altogether?
No, not at all. It's an entheogen, San Pedro cactus. The cactus is legal. A lot of people grow it. People here in this room.
Mesquilito.
Yeah. And, processed, I guess, then it's a different matter. But you can process it yourself. There's videos online to do it. So, and you, I guess you can buy the cactus. I've only done it once. It was really different from any other psychedelic I've done because it's milder in some ways. You can get up and walk around and talk and even eat a little bit and hang out. But at the same time, you can have a really, really powerful emotional journey. I mean, I did, just really powerful. So it was weird. It was new.
So it's legal, and it grows in Oregon, like
with the cactus is legal. Yeah. But the processed, like, you know, the psychedelic substance that you process from the cactus, I don't believe that's legal.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the cactus itself.
Devil is in the details.
They sell them at nurseries. Say. You can get Pedro at nurseries.
Yeah, they're nice looking. Mm-hmm.
I'm just shocked that a cactus would grow here in Oregon. I don't
know. They grow. A lot of people actually grow those. Yeah, and they do pretty good.
Yeah, a fun book to read about those types of things, about peyote, is Carlos Castaneda's Teachings of Don Juan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a controversial book, but it's awesome.
That was totally on the
I don't
shelf
care what people
up.
Think of me for referring it. It's an awesome book.
I don't think anybody in this room is judging right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be against my journalistic standards. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to record.
Yeah, no, I mean, I meant everybody out there, whoever I'm, wherever. I don't even know where I'm going.
You read Carlos Castaneda, not Mein Kampf.
You know, I didn't even realize till like high school, like what that book was about. And it was literally on my parents' shelf along with Cahill Gibran and like Angela Davis and stuff. And I remember asking them, like, what's up with this? My mom gave me some poetic answer about, oh, it's just about open-mindedness.
Your mom tripped.
Said.
The path of the
warrior.
Later
I was like, you were totally not being honest about this book. Yeah, she had like two copies as well, two or three copies.
It's great.
Between my dad.
It's great book.
So I'm not judging, but
she
I'm snickering.
She took into a secret room saying, I knew this day would come.
I guess right.
Follow me.
I think her answer to me was, well, I was a flower child once. This might be hard to understand. I was like, I don't think it's really that hard to understand.
Yeah,
I
said,
right.
Well, I'm like a teenager. Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Well, so I wanted to talk some more about the big event you said you have coming up, and there's not a firm date yet, right? Or what's
right? What well, we do have an event this Saturday. Yeah, doors open at 3:30. We have Dennis McKenna and Rick Doblin, and we're live streaming them in along with about 12 to 14 other psychedelic societies around North America. And so all of us are going to get together online and listen to these two great figures, thought leaders in psychedelic science talk. And does somebody else want to say who Dennis McKenna and Rick Doblin are?
Yes. Rick Doblin is the director of MAPS that Helen mentioned earlier. The MAPS is the multidisciplinary Association of Psychedelic Studies, and
bravo!
I know, it's like,
yeah,
really
I never
good.
Met that.
Really good.
I like psychedelics. Dennis McKenna is, I believe, an ethnobotanist.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the proper title is?
And Terrence McKenna.
Yeah, Terrence McKenna was his brother, and I believe he's working on either a film, Dennis, that they're going to talk about called DMT, a biosphere catalyst for conscious evolution. So yeah, I'm showing up just to find out what that means.
Right.
That's incredible that you remember that.
I'm just impressed with the pronunciation. I was so proud of myself when I first met all of you and was practicing
our
my
name.
Office all the name and I was practicing. That's what we do, you know. Today I just don't feel like I'm nailing it, but Tom, you're nailing it.
Yeah, I'd be like a wet mop on the air if you ask me those questions.
Right, these long pronunciations.
We just say Pierce Portland Psychedelic Society now. It's just easier that
all
way.
All those S's.
Yeah.
So an ethnobotanist, how is that different than, I mean, I guess does that just mean they study one main area of botany?
They study the different uses by different cultures. It's kind of like a branch of anthropology. So how do different cultures use these different plants? You know, entheobotany. You know,
is it ethnobotany?
Oh, I said entheo, like
entheo. Right.
Yeah, that's, so you know where my brain is at.
So that's neat. So there's also in this culture and in the process for just research, there's also cultural research being preserved, then it sounds like that's really
totally.
That's
I mean, the
really
great thing,
neat.
Yeah,
should we talk about that? Because I think that's one thing
Absolutely.
We haven't really been able to dive into. Is so, there are also, I mean, I assume doctors, clinicians of various fields, then also just looking into the roots of these medicines.
Yeah, Tom's writing a book on that, right? On
yes.
the history of psychedelics.
Yeah, it's it will be out. August, September of 2018, the title is Psychedelic Mysteries, Spirit Plants, Western Civilization, and the Inexpressible Fire.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're so good pronouncing everything here. That's so long.
It's amazing.
You're right, I'm slightly jealous.
I hold a hairbrush and practice in front of a mirror.
Out.
Yeah. Of course.
That's great. So, well, that's really neat when it comes to going forward, that there is a component that's dedicated to the preservation and the furtherance of the very real histories that these medicines are tied to.
It's unifying across the world.
Unifying, right.
And that's what's so beautiful about it.
It reminds me of when we had OPS on, they spoke about, although that what their hopeful initiative is not microdosing, but having specific full-blown journeys and then having like counseling sessions throughout that, you know, an intake and then an outtake, for lack of a better term.
Integration,
integration,
call it.
Right, integration, yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. So is there that component to that ideology where they're looking at different cultures around the world that have utilized psychedelics and seeing like what has worked, what is important, you know, this is a very real medicine, let's be respectful. Mm-hmm. Has that played into where we're at today?
Yes, in a sense, it's because in many of these cultures, these medicines are rites of passage, and there's no stigma about it. And you know, children grow up, you know, in a culture knowing that they are going to take this big step one day, and it's going to make them, you know, a warrior or you know, whatever their specific culture says this experience does for you. And that goes back to what I was saying before about kids being afraid to talk to their parents about psychedelics. And it's like that in and of itself, like in those cultures, like they don't know what a bad trip is. Mm. That's not a real thing. That's a thing that happens here because of all the fear and anxiety built up around these medicines.
The layers.
Yeah. Mm. Even in the 1950s, I've reviewed hundreds of clinical trials from the 50s, and the reports of anxiety or freaking out or bummers is very, very low. I mean, it happened here and there, but it happened in accidental ways because they were still learning how to use these things. Mm-hmm. You know, like sitting a person in a white room on a white bed with an IV is probably very good if you're sick, but if you're on mushrooms, you might want like a coloring book or something. So, you know, if you don't have a coloring book, that could lead to a bad, you know, experience. But
or a singing bowl.
Or a singing bowl or a guitar or some flutes or, yeah.
Or just somebody there.
Or somebody, oh yeah,
a hug. Being around nice people in general, yeah. Whether you're on anything or not.
Or the stars.
Yeah, or nature, right? Yeah.
Well, we've just got 1 minute, and I want people who are just tuning in to know I've been sitting down with Piers. We've got Helen, Darian, Tom, and Esteban. How can people get involved in Piers for those who are just joining? What do you need? What's on deck?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
If I could say real quick before I answer that, there are more psychedelic societies popping up in Oregon. So if you're not close to Portland, down in Corvallis, Amanda Noki from the Silly Rabbits podcast, which is a psychedelic podcast, just started COPS, which is the Corvallis, Oregon Psychedelic Society.
Cute.
So if you're closer to down there, check them out. And if you're up here...
Yeah, we've got peers.space on the web. And if you go to the meetup, we're called Peers Portland Psychedelic Group. We've got a Facebook page and a Facebook group. And we always can use volunteer help, like good, committed, reliable volunteer help. And we're always looking for good venues and affordable venues.
Excellent.
And nice people.
And nice people.
There you have it. Nice people makes the world go round. You've heard it.
That understand that we're just little kitty cats that want to help.
Well, Helen and Tom and Esteban, it's a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me again and our audience. And now I believe we're going to go back to Membership Central, Denise and Becky.
Yes, we're here. And we are also nice people, maybe even slightly kitty catish. And we can bring you this kind of exploratory radio, this radio that takes a look at topics that are typically never talked about in mainstream media. Call 877-500-5266 right now and join me and Denise and everybody who supports this innovative radio right now. And on top of that, generous donors are inspiring you with their matching support. If you've never been a member before, if you are looking to join KBOO once more, your membership will be be matched dollar for dollar.
I just learned so much that hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thank you to our host and her guests or their guests for sharing all that information. And that's the beautiful thing about KBOO. No matter what time you turn on the station, you're going to either discover a new musician or you're going to learn about a whole
psychedelic.
Who knew?
You're going to hear about, you know, the emotional research. Like there's deep psychological and scientific research that's surrounding this, but you wouldn't know because usually you, when you hear about psychedelics, you hear about it in this negative context, that this is the cause of so much crime, that this is how kids tune out and that sort of thing. You, dear listener, do not believe that because you support radio like KBOO that takes a look at an issue deeply, with compassion, with information, and arms you with everything that you might need to have your own conversations around this topic. 877-500-5266 right now. Be one of the members that keep us going, that have kept us going for 50 years. You were the main supply, the main source, the main inspiration for what we do to the tune of 80% of our yearly budget. So please become a member today, 877-500-5266.
If you're into intellectual exploration.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Emotional explosions.
You know? I feel that too.
Oh, my gosh. Then you're listening to the right radio station. The number to give us a call at is 877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO Community Radio today. As Becky mentioned, magic money.
Magic money. It's happening. You get a dollar for dollar for every new and increased donation that you give us, that you support us with your membership. 877-500-5266. I've been mentioning this a few times, but for those who might not have heard, we are $365 away from our goal for this hour. We are looking for you to show your support because you make this happen. This radio is because you make it happen. $365, I figured out, is $31 a month. So if you can contribute a dollar a day to support this amazing radio, call 877-500-5266 or donate online, kboo.fm. Also, prize drawing. We have one every day of the drive. Something new, something exciting. And today's drawing is for the Northwest's premier environmental film festival. You'll win a total of 10 pairs of tickets to the Portland Eco Film Festival held at the Hollywood Theater. And we're offering a new prize every day of the drive. Call 877-500-5266 right now to be entered for a chance to win or go to kboo.fm for rules and regulations, restrictions, rules, all of those things are on the website along with that amazing donate button that helps you to become one of our incredible supporters. The reason why we're able to support radio that doesn't shy away from topics surrounding medicinal exploration and, you know, the demystification of alternative approaches to health, emotional health, which is an incredibly important topic and one that doesn't get any sort of air on the like regular broadcast dial. I don't hear CNN. I don't hear Fox News playing anything to that, like talking about your health or well-being.
Do you listen to those?
I mean, like I do. I mean, I well, do like a market scan because I have like a varied media diet just like you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I listen to a lot of different things because then I know, you know, what I'm hearing on KBOO is something like totally different and like a jewel in that way. Like I never hear any more. I didn't really hear very much more about the Hollywood murders in that way. That was incredible. The investigative report that was aired earlier today. News and Public Affairs Day is a special place for you to learn about, you know, incredible figures. And so 877-500-5266, show your support. We are looking for $365. That's a dollar a day. You can become a member at a dollar a day every day, spending a dollar in order to support KBOO and the work that we do.
Thank you so much, Becky. In just a moment, we're going to be listening to Hard Knock Radio, another great program you hear right here on KBOO Radio. Give us a call today at 877-500-5266 and become a member today. Become part of this community, this grand community, trying to make a difference in the world.
On Friday, September 22nd, from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., From the Grassroots will produce a special pledge drive show, The Jackson Five, The Mopetown Years. On Friday, September 22nd, from 8 to 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM KBOO in Portland. So join me, Lanita Duke, my art historian and my political consultant, on September 22nd, our special pledge drive show, The Jackson Five, on 90.7 FM KBOO in Portland. So please, pledge.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Cafe 11, located at 435 Northeast Rosa Parks Way, a family-friendly coffee shop in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Northeast Portland. Dinner was provided by Dean Nicola's, located at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard in Portland, and serving Italian food for over 40 years. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
You are listening to KBOO. It's just about 6 o'clock, and up next is Hard Knock Radio.
What's up, folks? This is your girl Femi representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio, news, views, and hip-hop. Stay tuned.
And again, you're tuned to Hard Knock here on the Pacifica Network. I'm Anita Johnson. Have you ever walked away from a conversation feeling angry and frustrated, or given up hope of being able to effectively communicate your thoughts to others because you've been misunderstood? Join me in this interview with Daniel Ellenberg as he talks about ways to create more emotionally intelligent personal relationships. Daniel Ellenberg, PhD, is the president of Relationships That Work and vice president of the Rewire Leadership Institute, an organization that helps individuals, teams, and organizations thrive in the business world. He is the founder and director of Strength with Heart Men's Group and Workshops, and co-author of Lovers for Life, Creating Lasting Passion, Trust and True Partnership, which he co-wrote with his wife, Judith Bell. He has spent over 10,000 hours facilitating